I have here a statement given to the police by another member of the Bagatelle Club. He asserts that on the day of Adair's death, there was an altercation between yourself and the deceased.
Certainly not.
On the subject of his frequent substantial wins against you and your partner.
Nonsense. The man's mistaken or lying.
That's right, sir. He was engaged to my Edith for nigh on 6 months.
And when the wedding was called off, were you disappointed?
Sir?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Woodley, you just lost one of the wealthiest young bachelors in the country as a son-in-law. Were you angry?
I don't know who's been talking to you, sir, but there's not a word of truth in it.
Oh, not a word of truth in what, exactly?
Nothing, sir. Nothing.
In the absence of any further evidence, this court records a verdict of willful murder by person or persons unknown.
Inspector, any comment on the coroner?
Are you any closer to catching the murderer?
An official statement will be issued in due course.
Have you found the motive?
Is it true that Inspector Gregson's been called in to assist you?
Gentlemen, please.
Let us pass.
Have you any theories, Dr. Watson?
I'm sorry, I can't make any comment.
How do you think Mr. Holmes would have investigated this case, sir?
Please, let me
stand aside there.
Please, get out of the way.
I'm sorry.
Damn you.
Let me help.
Leave them.
Well, they're not damaged, are they?
These books are valuable.
Yeah, I do think...
Charming.
Do you know? I've seen him somewhere before.
Oh, yes.
Now, where on earth, sir? I've got it. He was in Park Lane the other morning when I went back for another look at the house.
When exactly?
The second day after the murder. Your constable moved him on.
Probably just another gawper. Do you think it's significant?
No, I don't suppose so. So, what's your next step, Inspector?
Oh, back to the routine. Question everyone again, that sort of thing. Not to mention trying to work out how the devil it was done.
Yes.
He would have loved this one, eh?
Yes, indeed.
Well, thank you again for all your help, Doctor.
Oh, don't mention it. Quite like old times again.
Yes. I must be off. Good day to you. Perhaps we'll see each other again soon.
Yes, perhaps we will. Goodbye, Lestrade.
The devil is you. What's the one?
Look at me. I've got better things to look at. Look at me.
Oh my God.
Yes, Jenny.
Beg pardon, sir, but there's someone wants to see you.
A patient?
I asked him, Doctor, but he wouldn't say.
Wouldn't say? Well, did he give you his card?
No, sir, but he said you knew him.
Show him into the consulting room, Jenny. I'll be there in a minute.
Yes, sir. Sir, I'm sorry.
It's all right, Jenny. You can go.
Thank you, Doctor.
Now, sir, why have you come here?
To apologize.
For what, pray?
I was... gruff.
You're making too much of a trifle, sir. Now, if you'll excuse me.
My books mean a lot to me.
Sir, I realize.
You should fill that gap in the bookcase. It's untidy.
What gap?
There.
Ah, I can see what you mean, but I hardly think it's... How do you do, Watson? I trust I find you well.
My
my dear Watson, I owe you 1,000 apologies. I had no idea that you'd be so affected.